When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just began here in Austin, Texas, kicking off the best podcast in all the world, The Dogs.
Welcome to The Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Zach Kopp, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Dogs. If you'd like to get your intro on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com, tap leave voicemail in the drop-down menu. As you can see, Zach still hasn't shown up. As you can hear, my voice is still on the fritz, so please bear with us again for this episode.
I think we'll put Zach on the three-week IR.
Yeah, I might have to go to it, depending on how the rest of the show goes. The Browns have a quick turnaround this week, but before we get into that, I want to remind you all to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please remember to like and subscribe. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. If you prefer to just listen to your podcast, you can also find us on Apple, Google, and Spotify. Lastly, if you're itching for some more content, become an official Dog Pack member at jointhedogs.com. Join our Patreon page. Get early access to the episodes. You get an extra episode every week. We have fantasy leagues going on. We have game day threads, private messaging with all of us. If you're lucky enough, maybe you'll get our phone numbers. One cool thing about the Patreon, I'm going to the Thursday night game with somebody from Patreon.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
She's from San Diego, and she sold me some tickets, and I'm going to be sitting with like her and her whole family. I mean, so that's what's pretty awesome about this show and about the Patreon. Like, the show wouldn't be nearly as fun without you guys listening. And like, we had people from Canada. He was the intro today was from Austin, Texas. I'm going to the game. Lady from San Diego. So it's just awesome. Yeah, so thanks for checking this out. And then the Patreon. I mean, some of these guys, we talked to them literally all week.
I was just going to say, it's such a cool Browns community that's growing over there. You know what I mean? We're talking all week long about stuff. I mean, there's stuff that gets said in there and pointed out that it's like, wow, I guess I didn't realize that or didn't think about that. Or it's a good way to kind of get a more well-rounded, scope of this team that we love, and they love to hate us.
Yeah. And, you know, Sundays during football games, I'll get 200 text messages from these guys.
I know. Like, I'm scrolling during the commercials. Like, what did I miss? Like, yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. So if you're looking for more content, if you're looking to just kind of get to know us better, hang out with us, jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member, and just hang out and have a good time.
Dogs Game Preview.
So, you know, obviously we play the Broncos this week, Thursday Night Football. Quick turnaround, which is a blessing and a curse. You want to get the bad taste of the L out of your mouth. And then at the same time, we got about a zillion injuries that it'd be nice to have some extra time to get healthy. I said on the last episode, if we can somehow pull out a win against the Broncos on this short week with all these injuries, that 10 days off could be huge.
Yep.
I would think after that 10 days, our tackles would hopefully be back. Maybe Nick Chubb at least, and then give Baker 10 days, let his shoulder heal up a little bit.
Yeah.
His shoulder's going to be screwed all year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem every week.
But yep. 10 days off, it'll feel a lot better than I would imagine it does today.
Yes.
So we just got to somehow find a way to win this game on Thursday night.
And I think we should say at the time of this recording, the most recent update we have about the starting quarterback position Thursday night is that Kevin Stefanski said Baker's getting another MRI on Tuesday, I believe. just like to follow up, make sure that didn't miss anything with the first one. So still not a determination on who's starting yet.
Yep. And then JOK is out. Grant Hunt's out. Yep. Both of our tackles are technically still out. We could potentially be out this week. Our QB1, RB1, RB2, right tackle and left tackle.
And Jarvis is probably still going to be eight. I don't know.
I don't know if Jarvis is playing or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure on the Jarvis front, but I mean, I haven't heard anything today about OBJ, but I mean, he did leave the game yesterday with a shoulder injury that, I mean, they said on the broadcast that, you know, he was over on the sideline screaming in pain. And I was like, okay, that's probably not good.
Then they went into the locker room, gave him a shot or something. Mm-hmm. So it didn't
just
hurt
like
so
Baker
bad.
Out of the tent. They're like, he just ran out of that tent. I'm like, well, yeah, he just got shot up.
Yeah.
Woo.
So we have a ton of injuries to try to overcome this week. Yeah. It's not going to be easy. We actually went on a Broncos podcast this week, and we gave them the five things that we, the Browns, needed to do to beat the Broncos. So we kind of thought, you know, maybe we'd give you those five things we gave them. You guys let us know what we think, what you guys think. The first thing we told them is we got to be able to run the ball, because our offense, no matter what we want to say right now, it's not a downfield passing offense. We got to be able to run the ball, control the clock.
It's our bread and butter.
It's built around it. Yeah. It's the identity. So we got to find a way to do it. And we're going to have to find a way to do it with D'Ernest Johnson.
Yes.
And Demetric Felton. We have to make this work.
We've seen D'Ernest Johnson be able to shoulder the load for a game here and there.
Yeah, he's not a bad Dallas running game. Back.
No. Yeah. We touched on it too on that podcast that Denver's got a very, very good rushing defense. Sixth in the league, seventh in the league, something up there. Top 10. But then if you really look at their schedule, they played both New York teams and Jacksonville. Their first three games. So very, very tough competition. That I'm being completely,
yeah, or lack thereof. Yeah.
Early in the year, Jacksonville wasn't running the ball with Robinson.
No, correct. They are now.
Yeah,
but when you saw them go against a Baltimore or even the Raiders, I mean, they didn't go all over them, but Josh Jacobs still had, you know, 60 yards and a touchdown. A Baltimore ran all over them. Najee Harris ran all over. I think he had 120 yards.
He's
and a
not
touchdown.
Running all over anybody.
No, he's right. Catching a lot of swing passes.
That's right. He's getting about 50.
I'll tell you what, just on a side note, that offensive line for Pittsburgh is so bad. I mean,
is it worse than ours?
He gets hit every single play at the line or behind. Every play.
Who, Najee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eesh. So I do think that we could find success there. It's just, who are we finding success with?
Right.
Are we committing to Johnson for the game? You know, is Felton going to be like that Kareem Hunt guy? We don't even know if he can really be that guy, like taking, you know, snaps out of the back like that, but it's a good opportunity to see that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I mean, so we know that Hunt is done for, I mean,
you said it's
minimum 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's going to be longer, probably in the 6 week so range. Tough. You know, we'll be talking about him, maybe coming back soon. But he's gone, so we got to forget about him for now.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb, I think Stefanski said today, he's still in the possibly might play Thursday, but since it's such a short week, probably not. So that means he's probably close to being back. But I didn't even know
he was that banged up.
I don't look for JOK or Hunt to be back
for a while
until Baltimore, second Baltimore game out of the bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. And I know I threw this out in our group chat last night, and I don't think anybody really commented unless I missed it. What would you guys think about going out and making a trade for Marlon Mack from the Colts?
I mean, it depends on what you're giving up. Guy's good. And he's been good for multiple years now.
And he has actually, like, he requested a trade. The Colts said yes. They granted him permission. Like, yes, go seek a trade. It's fine. Like, it seemed like they're working together to make sure.
Can we get him for, like, a fifth round?
I would imagine. I don't think he's going to cost a lot. I mean, he's a running back. You know what I mean? Running backs don't really cost a lot, especially when they're coming off. He's coming off an ACL.
I mean, if it's like a rental.
Yeah, basically.
I mean,
let him come and showcase that he's back and get us get us another, get 8 weeks out of him.
Yep. And then he can get that nice contract, you know, wherever he wants to go next year.
Because for me, like, okay, so Nick Chubb comes back, but that doesn't help the fact that we still don't have that second guy.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt was that.
This might be selfish of me because I'm a huge fan of Nick Chubb, but I'd really, really like to see Nick Chubb get a huge workload. I don't know if, like, he's built for that. I mean, I think he is, but I'd like to see that.
We
for
want
him.
To give him 35 carries.
No,
a game.
No,
he's coming off injury though.
And my thing is, like, Chicago. I mean, Nick Chubb was running the ball, but he was getting bottled up pretty well. Yeah. And then it was just that change of pace, that different style of running. Kareem Hunt comes in, all of a sudden he starts carving him up.
Oh, you're just kidding. Yeah.
I mean, it's just nice to have that. Yeah. Okay, this isn't working. Try this.
Well, last year and this, even this year, Nick Chubb was the guy that would just grind you, you know, yeah. for the first couple quarters of the game. Kareem Hunt come in and just kind of knock the wind out of you. And then guess what? Hey, fresh Nick Chubb in the fourth quarter, you know, running for 10 yards carry.
It just sucks, too, because those two guys have been as advertised this year. Oh, we talked all offseason. Everybody was talking about how good they were going to be. And they've almost been better than what people were expecting.
I know. I agree. We kept saying 5 yards a carry. Well, they're like, how about six? You guys want six? We'll give you six.
I feel like Nick Chubb's went beyond expectations, even with missing that game. And then Kareem Hunt, I feel like he just continues to just...
It's like he's getting better.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, we got to get back to running the ball. Second thing we told him is we can't have any turnovers. One, our offense isn't built to come back from behind. And two, if we turn the ball over, we're going to be behind because our defense is trash. We have to limit their possessions. We have to try to play slow. That's another thing which I didn't even think about is with our play calling, we say maybe it's vanilla. I've said maybe it's Stefanski doesn't trust Baker all the time. What if it's we're on purpose trying to take up 8 minutes every time we have the ball because Stefanski knows if we score in 3 minutes, we're going to have the ball right back because it's going to be 7-7.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think something, too, that, you know, I don't even think about when I'm looking at the box scores after games and stuff. Like, when you look at team turnovers and all that, you know, we said last week we didn't have any turnovers against the Chargers. Well, we kind of did. We had turnovers on downs.
Yeah.
How many times did we do that? Add that to your total of, you know, other turnovers, and it's like we're doing this a lot now.
Yeah.
We're really giving the ball back to them a lot.
Which was the opposite of last year. Last year, we were very opportunistic with turnovers.
Yep.
Another thing we put is we had to get off the field on third down. I don't know if you guys know this, but the Browns are awful on third down, which is crazy because as bad as we are on defense at getting off the field on third down, we're almost that bad on offense at converting our third downs.
Yeah.
You ever look at the game, it'll be like whoever we played is 9 of 13 on third down. Browns are 4 of 15.
Yep.
It's unreal. We can't get off the field and we can't stay on the field. So we got to get off the ball on third down. I think Justin looked up before we came on. 22nd in the league right now in getting out on in third down efficiency, getting off the field. And that's, imagine if you take into account fourth downs.
I know yesterday, I want to say we were 3 for 13 on third down. Correct me if I'm wrong here because I'm firing these numbers off. 3 for 13 on third down. And then I want to say we were one for two maybe on fourth down. I mean, together, that's what, 4 and 14? My math right? 4 and 15?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it here for you.
Yeah, we were terrible. 4 of 14 if you combine third and fourth. They were, if you combine third and fourth, 9 of 16.
Yeah.
It's the same thing if you went
over
back.
Over 50% again.
It's the same thing, too, if you went back to the Chargers. It was almost those like identical splits between the Chargers. We're struggling to stay on the ball field on third down. We can't get off the field. Our defense is so trash. It's unbelievable how bad it is.
Well, and I mean, just like we were saying about the Cardinals game. I mean, how many times did we have them third and long, third and 12, third and 14, 16? Yeah. I mean, we'd get a sack on first down and it'd be like, oh, sweet. And then they'd come right back. It'd be like second and 14. They'd come back, get like a 9 yard pass. It's like, oh, crap, third and 5. Then they'd get it.
It doesn't matter the down and distance against the Browns. They are going to get the first down.
Yep. Yes.
It was third and 21 against the Cardinals and they got a touchdown.
Yeah.
An easy touchdown. Jake Trotter tweeted this out today. The Browns now rank 24th in defensive efficiency. That is 5 spots lower than we finished last year.
Wow. Like, oh my God.
And last year we talked about how bad the defense was. But, and we are worse this year.
And our players are so much better.
I mean, but I'm not like, it sucks to say this, but like after what I've seen through 6 games from the defense, man, like I'm not surprised. Because it almost is like watching the same kind of games.
It's
the same game.
No, I'm not surprised after what I've seen on the field. I'm just surprised that it's come to this.
With that roster.
Exactly.
My thing too is like I could be completely off here, but like they're NFL players. Even just on skill, you would think that they would just kind of find their way into some good plays.
I mean, they do. We'll get a sack every. I mean, Clowney had a couple plays yesterday. It was like, hey, there he is. There
Clowney might hit 10 this year.
Yeah, like we talked about. But then, you know, okay, great. Second and long. First down.
It's so, you know, at the stadium, man, it's so, you know, well, that was a good game for you, but third down, it's so redundant. It's just seriously, oh, we're standing up and clapping in. And you're getting excited. You want to, you know, you want to be a difference in the game, but the difference is.
I was talking to Justin about this. I watch other games this year, and it's like I'm watching a different sport. You know, like I watch other teams bottle up and make it tough on the offense. And then I watch us, and the offense just gets to do whatever they want. It's like 7-on-7. It's unbelievable. I saw the Browns have been outscored in 3 of the 4 quarters this season. 34-18 in the first, 28-20 in the third, 53-45 in the fourth. But we're outscoring opponents 73-36 in the second. So we're coming out slow, finding a rhythm, coming out of halftime sucking, and then fourth quarter most likely down because of our defense. Play action pass isn't really an option anymore, and we're sucking in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those stats I just read are just unbelievable.
They hurt.
Another thing we said we need to do is, again, the defense. We got to communicate on defense better. How many blown coverages are we going to have?
I don't know. How many touchdowns did they have?
I mean, Mike Williams last week.
That was a bad one.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Two times. The just thing blown is, coverages. And then the players are looking at each other like, I thought you had.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's like, man.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, you'll see these guys, like, on the replays, and they'll have, like, one receiver or a tight end or something kind of cut out this way, and there's, like, a linebacker or a safety on him, and then the corner bites as well. But, like, the other guy was already coming with him. It's like, and then that receiver yesterday was Hopkins, wide open for a touchdown in the end zone. It's like, Where's the miscommunication here?
DeAndre Hopkins, there was nobody around him.
I mean,
he's a top 2 receiver in the league.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Him and Devontae.
Yeah. Yeah. Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Who, we saw how that went.
I mean, it's so bad. And then the last thing we put is Myles Garrett has to take over. We talked about he's got a lot of sacks this year. He's doing well there, but he needs to dominate this game. We need to feel him on every single snap. He needs to be breathing down Teddy Bridgewater's neck.
Go ahead and use your favorite example.
T.J. Watt.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, T.J. Watt completely took over that game.
He was in every frame on the TV, every play. I mean, they had to show him because he was doing something every play.
And he had a strip sack, in regulation, and then another one in overtime, or was it just the one in overtime? I can't remember. But and if you watch his strip sack in overtime, he didn't even get there right away. He had to work like all the way back around. He has a motor that just doesn't stop.
No.
I mean, he is an animal, and so we got to have that kind of game out of Miles. This needs to be another game like the Bears.
Yeah,
you know. So Miles, to me, he's played pretty well this year. I mean, 8 sacks. Yes. Even like we said, even if you take out the 4 sack game, you only give him 1. He's still over a sack a game, or mm-hmm. So he's playing well. But I'm looking for him this game he's got to be the guy. We got to feel him every single snap. Teddy Bridgewater needs to know where he is, and he needs to be nervous.
Yeah, I mean, Kirk Cousins was nervous.
Yeah,
Justin Fields didn't know what was going on. I don't know.
And then, so those are the 5 things we told the Broncos podcast. If we're talking a little bit about the Broncos team, with our defense, they're capable of putting up points.
Well, yeah. Do they have a number one receiver on their team?
They do. Courtland Sutton.
Okay, so guess who's probably going to end up wide open at least once in this game?
Yeah.
Courtland Sutton.
And Teddy Bridgewater might not be, you know, awesome, but if Courtland Sutton's wide open, he'll hit him.
Yeah. I will say I do think he's awesome.
I think
he's
good.
Veteran leader quarterback. I'd be more afraid to face him than I would be Drew Lock.
Oh, for sure. That's why Drew Lock's not playing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Melvin Gordon is a good running back. They have the rookie.
They've got 2 good ones. Yeah.
Yeah. They have a bunch of wide receivers. Noah Fant is a good tight end.
Really well. Yeah.
And then defensively, you know, is Von Miller playing?
Yeah. So, and with Chubb on the other side.
And
Bradley Chubb.
Patrick Surtain looks good.
Yeah.
Their rookie first-round cornerback. So
So if we're 100% healthy, I would be far less nervous about this game.
Oh, for sure.
But considering the injuries we have coming into this game, this is not on a short week. This is not a cakewalk game.
No.
No, and that's the thing. Like, we can't look at this like, oh, yeah, you know, the Browns as if they're the week one Browns coming into the season. Yeah, they should beat the Broncos. This is the week six. There's nobody left on the team standing Browns right now.
The defense needs to do their job and dominate this game somehow.
You're right, because you did say that the defense has far fewer injuries right now.
Yes.
And the offense.
They got to pick up the offense. There's a chance the offense won't have their quarterback, two running backs, two tackles, or their two top receivers.
Well, let me ask you real quick then, both of you guys. If you guys had to make the call right now on Monday for Thursday night, would you say, all right, Baker seems like he's good to go, let's play him? Or would you say, you know what, let's just sit for a week. You got those extra 10 days on top of it. That's 2 full weeks to heal up. Let's get Case in there and see if we can defense our way to a win.
No, I don't think Baker sits anyway.
I think you play. If Baker says he can play, you play him, because sitting 10 days, his shoulder's still going to be screwed.
Yep, I agree.
That shoulder's not getting better until he gets surgery on in the offseason.
Okay.
So if he says he's good, he goes in there. And then if he tells you he's good and he plays in there, I'm holding him to a starting quarterback caliber standard. If you're in, you're held to the standard of your playing. So there's no, he can come out and suck and we can be like, oh, well, he's playing injured. You're either playing or you're not.
Yep.
If you're in the game, I expect you to play well. Because grittiness and all that stuff is great, but it doesn't win me football games.
Well, as we've seen.
Nobody would have cared about Michael Jordan's flu game if he had 6 points.
That's a good point.
Very good point. We talk about the flu game because he had 35 or 40 or whatever
it was. And a game winner.
Yeah.
A championship game winner.
So the grittiness and stuff, it only gets you so far. So if he's in there, I'm holding him to the he's got to play well standard. And then we talked about hopefully he can go out there and.
What was that?
Is that an earthquake?
I was going to say, are we having an earthquake?
Just for everybody listening and watching, the whole floor in the studio just kind of shook.
Everything is shaking.
Is it still shaking?
Oh, we're fine, guys.
I know, nothing's falling, so we're good.
No, that was crazy. Really weird. I've been in an earthquake.
I thought you guys were just going to keep going with it.
No, I was phased.
It was a little bit at first, and then it got stronger. It was like, what is that?
But, I was on vacation in Greece, just sidetrack real quick, and there was a 6.5 earthquake. That I'm telling you, a super weird feeling is when the earth is shaking.
Yeah, you're shaking in your boots.
At 6.5, we were driving back to like my grandma's house. Literally, villages like collapsed.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was a big earthquake. It was nuts. I was eating, surprisingly. And
I wasn't going to say anything, bro.
And the earth started shaking, and I just looked at my brother, and we just like ran outside. It was super weird. But that was very weird.
That was weird.
Yeah.
So
thanks for bearing with us through that.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't remember where we were.
You were just saying Baker's got to be held to that standard.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And he's got to play well. He's got to play well because if you watch the other episode, I don't think he's played great. He's had moments this year where he's been okay when everything is perfect. I need to see him overcome. I need to see him be the guy. I need to see him be like, oh, we don't have these guys. I'm going to step up and be the guy. And I touched on this with you guys. I watched Geno Smith take the Seahawks against the Steelers down the field to kick a game-winning or game-tying field goal. Now, then he turned around and fumbled the ball in overtime and they lost. But we shouldn't be comparing Baker to Geno Smith.
No, but we've been saying all year, like, we're seeing these other quarterbacks for these other teams do it.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins. Make plays,
you know, put the team on their back and just do things.
Yep. That's what I need to see out of Baker.
And we saw him do it last year, so it's not like we're sitting here saying, can he do it? We know he can.
Yes.
But will he?
Yep. That's the thing. Because if you go back and watch episodes last year, I was saying the same stuff, and then he turned it on, and he was awesome the last 10, 11 games.
I'm pretty sure after that Steelers beatdown in week six last year, we were all like,
man.
Did we have the Gardner Minshew conversation somewhere around
that? I remember that, yeah. Matt Ryan.
Yep.
So
Stafford.
Hopefully he can go. Hopefully Jarvis plays.
Yeah. We need Jarvis.
In at least one of the tackles. Jedrick Wills was playing on his ankle. So you mean to tell me 2 weeks off now he can't play?
Hey, you were the one saying he needs to sit.
Yes.
I know. That.
But there's, I didn't see him. If he was playing on it, I thought like a week off, he'd be good enough to come back.
Yeah.
If it was good enough for him to play on, I didn't think he'd need a month. You know what I mean? Yep. Like
I know. Yesterday I saw Hudson running out there, and Hance was already on the left side. I'm like, oh, jeez.
And Hudson both of them awesome. Again. Yeah. Bill Callahan can only do so much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's fifth-round rookie. He's not. He wasn't supposed to be in there right now. But, yeah. Hey, it's the NFL. Grow up.
Yep.
Play.
Nick Harris did it last year.
He did.
So, well, that's kind of the Broncos preview. Really, I think it has a lot less to do with the Broncos and a lot more to do with can the Browns overcome? Can they overcome these injuries? Can they overcome the adversity of getting, you know, whooped at home and then come out on a Thursday night game on national TV and put, you know, a product on the field that we're all proud of? I think it's way more on us than it is on the Broncos.
I completely agree.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see – I know that we say that they have, like, this Cleveland character and stuff like that, but so far there's a difference between – the product in the window and then what I'm seeing on Sunday.
And that's, I'll say that's this, my thing. Every time Baker gets like his back against the wall and we start like, what the hell is going on?
His wife jumps in.
But that's when he like comes out and he balls out.
Yes.
So, you know, maybe this will be it. Maybe this will be the turning point, but that's pretty much our preview for the Broncos.
Let's Pick 'Em, presented by Symbol.
So we're going to go through our weekly picks here. We're going to rapid fire through these. This segment brought to you by Symbol. Go to symbol.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S, to play the stock market for sports. Think the Robinhood app, only for sports. You're going to get on there, pick sports teams you want to buy stock in. As their stock price goes up, which is based on how they play, if they acquire players, basically anything in the real world, you earn money. Then once you earn so much money, if you want to sell, you sell your stock, and then there you go. There's your return on your investment. You can also win money if they win every week. So if you have a share of the Browns, every time we win, you get an instant cash payout that week. So you also have a free promo code right now. So much going on with Symbol. Promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S. Gets you a completely 100% guaranteed deposit into their account up to $100. You deposit $100 and lose it all the next day, they will completely refund you your money, no questions asked.
This is like the perfect, most ideal deal for anybody out there that's like, ah, man, that sounds interesting. I kind of want to try it, but, you know, what if I lose my money or whatever? You know, my wife's going to kill me or I don't know, whatever you're worried about. Well, worries be gone because you get your money back if it doesn't work out.
Yes, it's 100% refundable up to $100 within 90 days. So if you put in $100 and you get up $300 and then 6 months from now you lose it all, well, then that one's on you. So it's got to be within 90 days. But that's plenty of time to get in, test the waters, and see if you like it. Another cool thing Symbol does is pick three leagues. You're going to get on the app or the website, lower left-hand corner, tap teammates. Upper right-hand corner, join/create league. You're going to find the Dogs Podcast League. You're going to hit join. Then you're going to pick three games every week against the spread, compete against everybody else in that league. Whoever has the most points at the end of the year is going to receive a free Browns jersey from Symbol, no charge. The pick three leagues, 100% free. So literally all you have to do is get on there, pick three games every week, and you have a chance to get a free Browns jersey.
Yeah. It's great stuff going on with Symbol, man. Yeah.
Awesome stuff. Awesome partnership with them so far. So head to symbol.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S, play the stock market for sports, or join our pick three league and play with us. So we're going to get into these games. We're going to skip over the Browns game first. So we'll go here. We're going to go through these pretty rapid fire. We have the Carolina Panthers, who is, you know, trending downwards, at the New York Giants. Carolina is favored by 2.5.
Give me Carolina.
Yeah. Yes, Carolina. Whoever's playing the Giants, give me them. Yeah.
I'm also going to go with the Panthers, but I don't love that pick. I think both those teams kind of suck.
Well, the Panthers are definitely not what they were the first three games.
Yeah. They're the better of the suckier teams.
There you go.
Is what they call that.
So now we have New York Jets at the New England Patriots. New England favored by a touchdown.
New England.
Yeah, I mean, two rookie quarterbacks, a divisional game. It could always be within seven, but I think they get them by seven or more.
Yes. Haven't they already played once?
Yeah.
Didn't Zach Wilson do that at the game? He threw four picks?
Might have been.
Yeah, I don't see it going much better.
No.
So give me New England. New England just played Dallas down to the wire.
Oh, I thought they were going to win.
Man.
Mac Jones making some throws, man.
Kind of was fan.
I got to say, made me a little bit upset after watching the Browns game to see Mac Jones – go out there and make big throws.
Yep.
I told my wife, Bill went over and said, hey, go out there and just throw a little 76-yard touchdown real quick. Born. All right, let's go.
Then we got Kansas City at Tennessee. We don't know how Tennessee's going to do tonight against the Bills. Okay, we do. This is the Kansas City Chiefs are favored by 4. So Titans getting 4 points here.
Kansas City 3-3, just like the Browns, by the way. Mm. But give me KC, though, here.
Yeah, I agree. KC.
So I'm taking the Titans to cover because who's going to tackle Derrick Henry for the Chiefs?
That's a fair point. It
is. he might have 200 yards.
You could say that about any game.
So, I mean, the Chiefs defense is a lot like the Browns. They make everybody look great. So then we have the Washington football team at the Green Bay Packers. 10-point favorites, the Packers.
Ooh.
Man, I'll tell you what, the Packers have not been stellar this year.
They just keep finding ways to win.
Exactly. But they're not like, you know, just blowing people out. No, give me Washington to cover in this.
10-point spread?
Yeah.
Give me Green Bay.
I like Green Bay in this because Washington football team's defense isn't that great.
No.
We think our defense is bad. Yeah. Their defense is probably worse than ours.
So then we have the Falcons at the Dolphins. Dolphins are favored by 2.5. Nobody's fallen harder. We might think the sky is falling in Cleveland. Imagine being a Dolphins fan.
Yeah.
Oh, the sky is down.
They're only favored by 2.5 at home against the Falcons.
That's what that rumble was. The sky in Miami just went down.
Jeez.
I know. That was bad. I was bad. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Good joke.
I'm not even a dad.
I'm going to go with the Falcons. I think the sky is falling, and they're getting Calvin Ridley back this week.
Give me Miami.
I'll take Miami, too. Yeah. Tua looked good.
Yeah, I thought he looked good.
He played Jacksonville. I get it, but first game back. Yeah. Looked good.
Here we go. Big game in the division, Cincinnati at Baltimore. Cincinnati favored by 6.5.
Oh. You know what? Give me the Bengals to cover.
I'm taking Baltimore.
I'm taking Baltimore, too. Did you say Baltimore is a favorite?
Yes.
Yeah, Baltimore.
I think the Bengals.
This will be the game where we kind of know, okay, that was all make-believe, holy crap.
Yeah, you could be like, hey, remember when I told you Cincinnati was going to be really, really legit? And
which I've kind of thought that about the Ravens, and then I watched them completely beat down the Chargers.
Oh, they did. And so, they did.
And it's at Baltimore.
But again, I also saw them struggle to beat Detroit.
So we'll see. Lamar's playing unreal right now. They just got Bateman back. Their running backs are starting to get incorporated. I normally never root for the Ravens, but if the Bengals win this game, they will be insufferable. So I'm rooting for the Ravens.
With a geriatric backfield? Absolutely. I can't believe what they're doing.
Yeah, so here we go. Detroit at LA Rams. Detroit getting 15.5 against the Rams.
15.5.
Oh, my gosh.
So LA's got to win by 2 touchdowns and 2 extra points. No, they got to win by more than that. They got to win by 2 touchdowns and 2 extra points.
Jared Goff going back up against his old team, and it's not going to work.
He just got called out by his coach.
Give me LA.
By 15.5.
Yeah, I'm going to take Detroit, man. They're not good. They're obviously like 0-6, but I've watched them a couple times, and I don't think that they're that bad. I don't know if they're 15.5 bad.
Give me the Lions. I would never pick this game on Symbol, but give me the Lions.
Yeah,
that's too big of a spread. Eagles at Vegas. Vegas favored by 3.
Yeah, Vegas.
Yeah. I'm going to take Vegas, too. They actually look pretty good against Denver this
week. You never know what you're going to get, but I think with Philly, you kind of do.
Yeah. Houston Texans at Arizona Cardinals. This is... Cardinals favored by 16.5.
Oh, my gosh.
Cardinals.
Oh, you'll take this spread, though, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to take this. I'm going to take the Cardinals also. The Cardinals in years past always had that game where they're going to come out and suck. But it looks like they've gotten rid of that game this year.
I don't know.
It won't be this one,
bro. They find a way to get you every year. I'll take Houston this one. This is a big spread.
Yeah, you think Davis Mills is covering that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big spreads this week, guys. Chicago at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay favored by 13.5.
Oh, my gosh. Another.
Which your lines are different than mine.
I know.
But I'm on Fox.
I'm on CBS. Sorry, dog.
It's okay.
Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa. Let's go.
Yeah, Tom Brady's playing out of his mind. Colts at Niners, Sunday Night Football. Niners favored by 4.5. Carson Wentz starting to play better.
Who's QBing for
They're the same. Both of them are kind of hurt, so I'm going to take the Colts.
I will, too. They played the Ravens tough. I think they're finally starting to click. Jonathan Taylor's looking better. It took a while last year, too.
Yeah, he's looking good.
I'll take the Colts also. And then we got Monday Night Football. The Saints at Seattle, -4.5. Geno Smith will be back in there again. Their offense looked terrible in the first half, looked way better in the second half when they started running the ball.
I don't know, man. Pete Carroll came out today and said they're exploring all options at quarterback. Cam Newton's not off the table. So I think that tells you what he thought about Geno's performance.
Who are you taking then?
I don't know. These teams are both whack, but I'll take the Saints.
Yeah, I'll take Saints.
I'll take the Saints too to cover. Or no. Saints are actually, I read that wrong. Saints are favored by 4.5. So Seattle gets 4.5 at home.
Give me the Saints.
Oh, never mind. Give me the Seahawks. I think it's close.
I'm going to take the Seahawks also. And then lastly, that gives us Thursday Night Football, Denver coming to Cleveland. Browns, despite all the injuries right now, 3.5-point favorites.
Mm.
3.5 for the game on Thursday?
Yeah.
Wow. Man. I mean, give me the Browns.
You sound so sure.
Give me the Browns.
I think it's going to be a little chilly, and I think it might be rainy.
I've seen enough of these games last year. I'm going to go ahead and take the Broncos to cover. I'm not necessarily taking the Broncos to win.
Correct.
But I think this is going to be within three.
Prime time game.
With as many people, I'm just the same
way. The injuries are going to screw us hard.
Mm-hmm. I see us winning by like a field goal.
Yep.
I see us winning something like that. So that's our game picks for the week. If you want to be good, don't do what we say, because I think we're all sucking on Symbol.
Zach, what were your... Oh, you're not even here.
Yeah. So thanks for checking out another episode of The Dogs. Hopefully you guys enjoyed our game preview, and hopefully you guys enjoyed the first episode this week. To all you Dogs After Hours Patreon members, we will see you on that episode. To everyone who's not, we will see you guys next week. Unless you decide to sign up, come say hi to us. And we'll see you guys... We're still going to do the episodes next Monday, even though we play Thursday, just because we like to get the full slate of NFL games in, so we know what's going on. So we'll see you guys in about a week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter at The Dogs Podcast, and become an official Dog Pack member and join thedogs.com.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats, BEETS.com, and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic, but today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.